Well, let's take some time tonight and go to the book of James. And I want to just talk to you about some of God's wonderful gifts. God's wonderful gifts. And so tonight I'm going to share with you really three passages that tell us about God's wonderful gifts in the book of James. I realize it's late. Late isn't so bad, but hot is really bad. You know what I mean? We can live with late. Hot, I'm not sure if we can live with so well. So you have your Bible, James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 17. God reminds us of this reality about his wonderful gifts. Every good and perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Oh, it tells us about the wonderful ways of God, that what God does is good and perfect. And you know it's God and good and perfect because it comes from a God who is the Father of light. And light in the Bible reminds us that in him is light and no darkness at all. So that God is a God that in his nature is a pure God. He only gives things that are good and things that are right to us. In fact, you can always count on God because his nature is that everything he does is good and right, and he is a God who is unchanging in all he does, so that there is neither a shadow. I was thinking about this actually yesterday when we were on the Reseeding America team, and I finished up, the men on our group were doing a street, and then we had finished up our street. And it was pretty comfortable out there, but it was, you know, it's really our hottest time of the year so far, right? And I don't mind standing in the sun. It's actually very comfortable in the sun, but the longer I was standing there, I was thinking about this. I think I'd like to move over to the shade. How many of you like to move to the shade when you can? Yeah, I'd like to move into the shade. Now, where that shade was when I'd first passed that spot was in one place. But when I came back later, that shade spot had moved just a little bit. Well, why is that? The tree hadn't moved. Because the earth had rotated a little bit. The sun moved in the sky. The sun moved in the sky, but really it's the earth rotating. And it had changed a little bit. So that this shadow changed. And God tells us this, that even though the shadows may shift with the things that happen as the earth rotates, that I am a God that never changes. There is never a time when my gifts for you are not good and perfect. Now, you have to be careful about this, because in the context of this, James chapter 1, verse 12, what's the topic that God tells us about in James chapter 1, verse 12 through verse 15? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. And we're told about temptation and how we are drawn away of our own lust and enticed, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. And God reminds us to be careful, because when we're in a time of temptation, we are drawn away of our own lust and we begin to doubt that God's gifts are good and pure, and we choose something that is far less than what is best. We accept that which is least rather than believe that God's gifts are good and pure. God is a God that gives good and pure gifts. So all of us remember in times of temptation. But then God tells us about something else. And be careful of this one too. Sometimes if you're not careful, you will get twisted thinking. Look in your Bible again, verse 16, do not err, my beloved brethren. You better make sure you don't get your thinking twisted. And oh, listen to me, young people, I'll tell you, and not just young people, how about the old people? You better be careful in life, because you'll get your thinking twisted, and you'll begin to doubt the goodness and the wisdom of God, and you'll begin to think that God's gifts aren't good for me. I've got a better idea. There are other things that are better, and I'm telling you, nothing is better. Nothing is better. The young people just sang about it. And what they just sang about, if you'll take that song, kids, and you will live that song and remember it again and again and again and again, he is enough. Nothing is better. It'll keep you from getting twisted thinking. And how many people do you know that have had their thinking twisted, doubting the goodness and the wisdom of God, thinking that there's another something that's better, when they've just missed all that is good that God has for them? So that's one of God's wonderful gifts. Then there's another wonderful gift that God gives us. And probably I could end there, and you're hot enough, you probably wouldn't mind. But how about the gift of the wonderful will of God? James chapter 4, the scriptures address the will of God. And really some great things about planning. Verse 13 of James chapter 4. Go ye to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a city, continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain. I love that. People that are planning, this entrepreneurial spirit. Let's do all that we can to fulfill what God has for us in our lives. But hold on a second. He reminds us that life is short, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even but a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. And when you realize how life is so short, it's good for us to stop and think and consider the will of God and the goodness of the will of God. And God tells us this, verse 15, for ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. The will of God. So that whether it's this or planning or in all the things that you do, the real key is, am I willing to submit whatever it is that I'm thinking to say, God, if this is your will, this is what I'll do. I'm willing to do your will because your will is good and it is a wonderful gift. And then you'll notice, if you will, in your Bible, in verse 16, here is the real problem that the apostle James, or that rather James was addressing. The problem was, but now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. The problem was, is that individuals were planning their lives and they were doing their thing and they were so proud of all of their plans and all that they were going to accomplish. And they realized, or they missed that this was really done out of a life driven by pride. And to protect us from such a life, verse 17, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doth it not, to him it is. Yeah, God gives us these guidelines to keep us in his good will. One more good gift that God gives, and that is, if you will, the wonderful wisdom of God. And I'll read together verse 17 and verse 18 of chapter 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. Think of this, approachable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, fair and just, without hypocrisy. And it reminds us that the wisdom that comes from God really changes your life. And you read those scriptures and those words and think about it. Is this what characterizes my life? Am I walking in wisdom or am I not? And then you'll notice verse 18, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And what a wonderful reminder that God wants us to sow seeds of peace. I don't know. Can you think of anything better than the wonderful gift of God's ways? Perfect. The wonderful gift of God's wisdom and the wonderful gift of God's will. This is what life is about. With that said, would you stand and we will pray and we will get out of this hot room.